Whenever I ask somebody what they're interested in doing, they come back to me. I say, okay, so what do you want to do? Do you want to be a stage actor or do you want to do film and television? And invariably, the younger actor says, oh, I'm not sure, I want it all. Well, I think it's great to want it all, but you might want to consider having a good idea about which direction you should be going in. I mean, what I'm trying to say is you don't have to have the answer, but keep asking the question.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach with McCorkle Casting in New York. Today's episode, on stage or on set? I'm going to tell you what that means in just a moment, but I just wanted to thank you once again. This is that place in the podcast where I say thanks. It's really great to have you here. Please tell your friends about us. You can also go to castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And check out the website. You can look at some past episodes. You can send me a voicemail. You can send me a message. You can take a look at some little goodies we have there for you. You can download a couple of PDFs that correspond to some of the episodes that I've been doing in the past. And a big shout out to all of those countries that are tuning me in. I want to give a shout out to all of those fans in Great Britain. Thank you so very, very much. A really nice following in Canada as well. Oh, Canada, I'm so grateful that you're there. Please let me know that you're listening by sending me an email by going to castingactorscast.com. Thank you so much. So today's episode, on stage or on set. Well, here's what that really means. You've trained as an actor. You want to act. You have an idea about what kind of direction you want your acting to go. And I'm going to talk to you about the differences between acting on stage and acting on set. When I say on set, I'm talking about a television set or literally a film set. What it's like. What do you do? What is your acting technique doing during those times you're on stage? And what is it doing when you're on a television set? And we could spend a lot of time talking about auditioning for those two, but I would rather spend a little more time and talk to you about the differences in acting technique when you are on stage or on the set of a film or television project. What really knocks me out is when I was in college and I was training as an actor and working toward my BFA degree, and I had a teacher that said, well, there's no real difference between being on stage and being on the camera. All you have to do is just do it smaller. That's all the direction I got. Just do it smaller. So, you know, I'm not quite sure what that really meant. So I got a lot quieter, and then I just kind of did no acting with my face, and I didn't do any reacting in a scene. And, you know, I got a lot of accolades for the great acting job that I did, but I thought that I did absolutely nothing. And so it was really odd to me that I couldn't kind of square that just simply doing less is all I had to do to be successful on film or on television versus being on stage where I could be a little more expressive. I had a lot more energy. And because we were talking about performing in front of a large group of people, I really took it to heart. And now here's what I've learned over a long period of time studying this, teaching this, casting this. And the reality is that there are substantial differences between your work on stage and your work in front of a television camera or a film camera. The reality is it's not just about getting smaller. And I really want to stress that because I think a lot of actors are very confused about how to transition from stage and go into television Conversely, I know a lot of film actors who are so much more comfortable in front of a camera than they are when they have an opportunity to go on stage. And how terrifying the notion of doing a two-act, two-hour play the same every night is a real challenge for a lot of film actors. So I appreciate both points of view. But if you have a particular interest about what you want to go into, let's say you love the stage, but you really think you have a film and television career ahead of you, and that's the direction you want to move in, then this podcast is for you. If, on the other hand, you know that you just want to do film and television, then let me have you stay with me here, because I think that there are going to be some tidbits, some ideas or some concepts that I hope you're going to find really, really useful. The technique for stage acting is really interesting because when you're rehearsing a play over a 3 or perhaps even 4 week period of time, you learn the linear structure and the arc of your character. And what that really means is, how does your character change as a result of the situation that that character is in during the course of that play? Now, the play could span many years, the play could span an hour. I mean, it's really up to what the playwright is going to be giving you. But as you approach the work, I think it's really fascinating that the acting technique for stage involves how your character evolves over the time period of the play. It's also incumbent upon the actor to keep that linear framework in mind. The difference, of course, is that some plays have flashbacks, that kind of thing. But what I'm talking about is sort of a general idea about how to develop that sense of continuity as it relates to the other characters in the play and as it relates to the plot of the play. Now, the training for an actor to doing that is that rehearsal period, where you work out moments, you work out beats, you're working with the director, you're working with other actors, you're really going back and forth, and it really feels like a collaboration. But at the end of the day, the reality is it's your character investing in the situations that your character is in. And by investing, I'm talking about concentration. I'm talking about having a full, complete understanding of the depth of that particular character in the situations that that character finds themselves in. I hope I'm not getting too wordy here or too into the weeds with this, but I just love that concept that it's kind of a whole package. It's kind of the whole thing, the whole deal, the whole enchilada when you're working on a play. So there's a really interesting arc and energy and drive that go into a play production that's unlike any other experience that I know of. And putting together and assembling the play and working with other actors and understanding the depth of your character really make for an amazing experience, I think. Then, of course, with plays, the next thing to consider is the run of the play. The actor's training, both voice training and being consistent on stage and having worked out those moments, those beats, those intentions, they have to come into play on a regular basis during at least the very run of the play, so that there's a level of consistency in order to fulfill the vision of what the director and what the production is trying to accomplish. And that's why I think the skill set for a stage actor is such a strong foundation for any acting. Of course, it is just completely ironic that the stage, as hard as it is, and as much work that goes into a production, traditionally speaking, the stage does not pay really well. I mean, if you're on Broadway, that's one thing, and there are Broadway minimums according to the union, and so you can make a living doing it, but I would submit that those aren't, you know, really long-term employment opportunities. And so, by comparison, film and television just simply pays so much more. And of course, why it's ironic is that so many people just are in love with the theater, but know that if they want to make a living as an actor, they have to consider film and television work. Now let's look at film and television. What are the differences? Oftentimes you don't have the opportunity to work with other actors on a film or television script. So you have to rely on your own good sense and judgment when you're reading a script to have place markers about the emotional range in which your character is being used. And at what point in the script do you have a connection with the emotional content that your character is playing? I guess what I'm trying to say, and I'm kind of not doing the best job of it, I apologize, because I get into this and I just let my mind go off. So I kind of abandon my notes sometimes, like I'm doing just now. And what I'm really trying to say is the actor has to be really familiar with the script. Having to know where you are emotionally at any given point is really your job. On stage, it's the collaboration, and in film and television, more often than not, it's just you with your understanding about where you are as a character in the script. This is especially important for those smaller television and film roles, the day player roles, or perhaps it's a scene that only has 3 or 4 days of shooting, or maybe a week of shooting out of a 12-week shoot. So you have a character that maybe comes in and comes out. You know, what's amazing and what I think surprising for a lot of actors is that they audition, they maybe get a call back, and then they get hired. And the next thing is they get their costume, and then the next thing is they're on the set. Many, many times you won't even have time with the director to discuss what's going on. So what you did in the audition is really important because that's what got you the job. Directors have an assumption about film and television actors that they know what they're doing and they know the script well enough that they can put themselves emotionally and physically into the scene without having to have too much direction. Now, having said that, I know that some directors love actors and they love to kind of maybe spend a little more time, but you might be really surprised if you haven't had this experience that there's very, very little direction involved a lot of the time. For larger roles, of course, you probably have more consultation with the director. You'll probably have meetings beforehand and talk about it, but ultimately, that collaborative feeling that you might get in a stage rehearsal or in a stage production, you might not feel that same kind of collaboration. But nevertheless, it is a collaboration. It's a director's medium, and you probably heard that before. Film and TV is much about where the director has his or her priorities when setting up a shot, knowing the script so fully that they are in total command of the arc of the piece, in which direction this entire project is going. And that energy and that commitment comes from the director. The actor oftentimes feels like a piece of that puzzle. And again, that goes to day players, that goes to players that have larger roles, and even for leading players, it's really amazing how disjointed the shooting can be on a set. And that's another really important point that I want to bring up. The script is often shot out of completely different sequence. And of course, you don't have that same experience when you're on stage. You follow the linear sequence of the play. But in a film or television project, they're going to shoot an entire series of scenes based on the location sometimes. And then sometimes, because of whatever circumstances, if there are certain scenes that are shot out of sequence just for convenience and for economy's sake. Now, having said that, you can make some pretty good money doing the work. If you're extremely successful, you can make a tremendous amount of money. You can be a working actor and do film and television projects. You don't necessarily have to be a star or be, you know, one of the high-rated name people. There are many, many successful film actors that are making a good living doing it. Those are the differences. But what are the differences in terms of your acting? I think first and foremost, in my mind, when the actor is on stage, the audience is actually part of the environment that you're in. The audience acts as another party to what is taking place in a stage production. And a really good actor knows how to tap into that and incorporate that into the performance. Of course, obviously, especially if it's a comedy. Timing, characterization, all of those things on a stage production come into play, but it's the audience that's actually participating in the entire project. That keeps actors really fresh and alive. And that's what makes performances on stage so interesting, because no two nights are alike. No two audiences are alike. And that's, I think, what is so exciting to being a stage actor, because there's that sense of, oh my God, this is dangerous. What could possibly happen next? Now, when we talk about film, the camera is a passive observer to what's taking place. It's just there. In fact, the more you can ignore the camera and stay concentrated and focused on the task of the scene with the other actors that you're working with, that's a really great technique for film and television. In other words, the camera is just a non-entity. It's not participating in the work that you're doing. Even your awareness of the camera can reveal itself. And as far as acting on camera is concerned, it's much, much more about the eyes. It's much, much more about your reaction to what's taking place. It's about character, yes, but many, many times episodic television, it's about driving the plot, letting the plot of the story drive the piece all the way. And that's your obligation as an actor. So the acting intentions are exactly the same on stage as they are in film and television. All of the work that you do on objective, all the subtext work that you do, the subtext is what your inner dialogue is saying at the time you're in the particular scene, what you're saying to yourself, or what your objective is. Obviously, I hope you know what all those terms are. Hopefully you've studied and you know that those are really important concepts. Those really do remain exactly the same. But here's the thing. When you're on a set and in film and television, the focus and the concentration is there as if it is absolutely a naturalistic, real thing that's taking place. Therefore, excess exaggeration, over-the-top movement just does not make sense if you have the focus and concentration to really put yourself in that scene. On stage, it's very much the same, but you have these other physical factors. The audience, being able to make sure your voice is strong enough, being able to have the physical stamina to do the arc of an entire play. So it's not just about being larger and smaller. Keep the same intention, but let the focus and the concentration and the energy be completely present to what's going on in film and television scene work. And on stage, the same applies, except don't forget that you have another player, and that's the audience. Finally, I wanted to give a shout out to J.O. Sanders, who made an appearance at the Monologue Slam, the National Monologue Slam that took place last Saturday. It was a really great event, and I asked Jay specifically in front of the whole group the difference between film and television, and he laid out a lot of these concepts very, very clearly and explained it really, really well. And his focus and dedication to the work itself, he has a lot of integrity as an actor. He won't take a job unless there's something in it for him. In other words, he's giving of himself to his projects, whether it be on film, television, or stage. And at the time, he's doing Uncle Vanya in an off-Broadway production, and it was just a delight to hear him talk about this very, very same thing. So the bottom line for me is I think both arenas have their really strong good points to them. They all have benefits. And I think also there are some negative things that only your own sensibilities can decide are healthy for you, right for you, and make perfect sense. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. If you're relatively new to the business, it's really okay not to make a decision about this. You know, after all, you don't have to sort of sign a contract that says, oh, okay, I'm only going to do film and television work. But knowing the parameters, knowing the limitations, and knowing the positive attributes of both of these venues for actors, I think only makes you more empowered to make the right decision. Also, guess what? No decision is final. You can really embrace the idea of, I love the theater, I'm going to try and do some theater work and try to evolve that into more film and television work because, yeah, you have to pay the bills. you have to make a decision about what kind of a lifestyle you want to have. There are many, many stage actors who are enjoying successful livings being a rotating repertory theater company member, for example. And they do that on a regular basis and they're completely satisfied. So, you know, ambition is one of those words that gets thrown around a lot, but you don't have to force a decision. You can simply stay available to those opportunities that come your way, and then you can make an educated choice about what's best for you. I hope that this has been helpful to you. It's been really fun presenting it to you, and please join me next week for Casting Actors Cast.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.